Well, I arrived here in the late 60s, 69, I think it was. And I found a paradise, something that I couldn't believe. I mean, it was a beautiful place with fantastic weather, and the payeses and the extranjeros, they were here. They were most of them Americans, Canadians, Swedish, and painters, artists, fantastic people. There were no classes. The houses, they were open. Nobody closed the doors. It was a great way of life.
I came in 1972, and I arrived to an island which was virgin nature and sunny, with flowers, and everything was green, and it was just so overwhelming that I couldn't believe it. It just hit me so strongly.
In Spanish, it's Ana María Noche y Día. It's mean Ana María Day and Night, because I was everywhere. I don't want to lose 1 minute of this party, or in the beach, or in the discotheques. Everywhere I was, I tried to be all around the island, always 24 hours. I was sleeping nothing, just few hours sometimes when my body was going to die. When I start to work in Pachá, they tell me, okay, you can be a go-go dancer. And I said, yes, but please, with one clausula, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I want to go away. And then the boss of the dancer in this time, she said, okay, you can do it, but shut up. Don't say this to anyone. And when it's 5 o'clock, you just take the door and go where you want. And so at 5 o'clock every night, when I finished work, I ran to dance in another discotheque, and I ran to cook, to make more crazy around. Like this, and it was okay.
Landing in Ibiza, I knew this was my place forever. I don't know, I even the smell, I adore. I felt this is my home. My name is Rosetta Montenegro. I was born in Venezuela, but I live many parts of the planet, so I got to meet so many people. Everyone came to see me in Ibiza during those days, and now still. I work in Pacha, I work in Ku, I work in Amnesia, I work in all over the places here. Imagine Ibiza in the 72 used to live with the payeses, and they were really nice people, you know. They didn't get impressed about our outfits that were really freak, you know. I mean, we were freak. We used to get whatever, a bottle of Coke, we cut it and we make a do things for a bra, you know? It was really funny, the fantasy that all the people used to have at that time. At least in that time, we used to have 2 or 3 pareos. You wear it on the head, over the shoulders, as a child. and we only carry a basket, a Visenkan basket, with all our stuff there. So we didn't have to go to our house to get things, you know. No, it was easy going. You know, we used to go to the disco without barefoot, in bathing suits, with a pareo, and sometimes people naked, full of colors and things, you know, but flowers all over.
Say that, and that's what I really believed. It was a paradise, absolute paradise. And somehow it took away, then it became what it is now. And I'm sure people that arrive now are still thinking then that's a paradise. Definitely it's not the paradise that we knew, it's another paradise. But maybe now is the, I don't know, I'm not sure about anything. Reality is not the same for everybody. So we use the words in a way like if it is an absolute truth, that don't exist. That makes the thing more complicated.